Hello, Mom and Dad. Well, I just got in yesterday, and this guy that lives in a hooch, I bought his tape, and I thought I'd send y'all a tape. It's a 3-inch tape now, so I guess y'all can get a tape recorder and play it. We stayed out there 7 days, and we had a set up in a perimeter, and we went out every day and pulled company operations. We didn't have too much contact. We found a lot of booby traps. Mostly what we were doing was clearing out a VC supply point. And we did that, lost about 10 guys in the company from booby traps and stuff like that. Alpha Company was out there with us. We came in and the VC had hit Rakeen 2 times and overrun an Arvin camp up the road from us, because we took all our mortars and our artillery with us when we left the Rakeen pretty well drained down. But the second field force brought in a 40 millimeter APC. I took some pictures of it today, and had a lot of APCs in here guarding the place, and kept them from really overrunning the place, I guess. Well, when we came in, Alpha Company had to go right back out, Alpha and Charlie, and then two other companies from the 5th, the 60th, and another battalion. They're out fighting. They've been fighting all day. We got called up on alert just now. But if we didn't go out, we may go out any time. We're still on alert. So if we go out, it'd be headquarters company be taking over the bunkers, I guess. We've got a TV in here, which I'm gonna buy interest in. I have got a, this guy's got a tape recorder and a big radio, so we living pretty good now. And went down to the village today and bought me a little old stove with kerosene run that you can cook at my canned stuff you send me. And I took some pictures down there. I sent the film in already. I took a whole roll of film today. Not very many of myself, just things around here. And I guess you get tired of looking at me on every one of them, so I took some pictures of some other things. Mr. and Ms. Holman, one of those lighters, and I sent Mother one. Got a lot of mail while I was out in the field, but didn't have any way to send any back. I got letters from Brenda and from y'all, some from Betsy. I got one from Elizabeth. Really been raining a lot here. Rains almost every day. And it rained on us out in the field a lot. Stayed wet all the time. You should see my feet, boy. They really messed up. Looked worse than Mother's hands used to when she'd wash dishes all day. They just stay wet constantly. Where we were set up is about ankle deep in water. We had to build bunkers in case we had a mortar attack. We had Constantina wire carried out by these big Chinook helicopters. Brought sandbags out and we filled those. We even had some big Connex containers out there, these big steel containers that they had headquarters in. The colonel and the major and them had their headquarters in there. They brought all those out by the big Chinook helicopters. It took us a whole day to get everything in there, and then the next day we built up the place, and the next day we started pulling operations. We'd walk all day long, didn't have any time to sit down or anything. If you did, you sat down in the water. The place we were at was called the Plain of Reeds. So we're by the Cambodian border. It's about 25 minutes straight flight by helicopter. That's flying about 85 knots an hour. Those packages were really a welcome sight when I got in last night. I opened them up and ate the Sloppy Joes and the oysters. Still got some oysters left and onions and stuff. Now I'm hurting for chewing tobacco. I hadn't got any beets now. I've been chewing this old plug tobacco we get in these sundry packs. Daddy said he wasn't in the shop anymore. He's out working, so hope he can make it all right. If you don't, maybe if he has to quit work, don't be afraid to call the Red Cross. Maybe I can get out and come home and go to work and help you out. Like things around here getting worse instead of better. Seems like more VC we kill, two or three of them take our place. Y'all can get a hold of a recorder of some kind and play this off. Can't really think of a lot to say. I got to feel this whole taping in the back of it. I'm having to stop and think of things to say. Got a new mess hall they built. It's got a tin top and it's got a screen all around it built up. We used to have it just have 2 squad tents that we were eating in, and every time it rained it got full of water and mud and everything, so now it'd be a little bit better. I took a picture of it also. Also out there with when we set up out in the field, they brought a quad 50 out there. It's set up just like an artillery piece on wheels, run electrically. Boy, they fired it one day just test firing it. Man, that thing really spit out the lead. See a VC out there this time. We didn't even fire a shot. Everybody got hurt by booby traps. We had to figure out all the places. There were mostly supply points set up. And we'd just walk in there, and they had booby traps all over the place. We'd back out and call in airstrikes, artillery to try to blow up some of the booby traps, but still didn't get all of them. CO's leaving tomorrow. We're getting a new CO. Our other CO will be going to a division in G3. So this new one's the first lieutenant. He's been in staff office ever since he's been over. He don't know what's happening, probably. I guess we'll have to train him just like we trained ourselves when we first got over here. Some of the guys are sort of hate to go out now with him because he don't know what to do and what's happening. He just knows what he's learning in the manuals and everything. That don't help you worth a damn over here when you had to go out and you learn by doing. Ladders cost about $3, but they're not worth what you pay for them. They're just good to look at. They'll tear up on you if you use them. A lot of guys around buy them and use them about a week or two, and they tear up. Either the deal, the top comes off of it, or the deal, the rows of flint breaks off. They're not really worth a flip. You asked me if this job was a demotion or a promotion. It's not worth a flip for making rank, but it's a lot safer job. I don't care about the rank. I just care about getting out of here. After next month, or probably next month, I'll be able to send a little money home besides the allotment, the other money I send home in the checks. I've been spending a lot of money around here. It takes a lot, though. You have your laundry done, you get haircuts, buy a beer. It costs about $3 a case for beer. And the laundry costs a good bit. And then they have a PX. Every once in a while, it has some stuff. Most of the time, it's drained pretty dry, though. Another picture I took down the village is a long building with tables, and that's the marketplace. It wasn't active today because it was in the evening when I took the picture. And in the mornings when they're all in there, they got everything in there. They got pork and coconuts and everything that somebody out in the country brings up here that these people in town don't have a chance to get a hold of. They bring them up and sell them, and then they trade this, that, and the other. Sure, we'd like to be home right now, but everything's really active now. School just fixing to get out, and everybody having fun running around uptown at night. I got my Gazette today and read up on all the hometown news, all the gossip and everything, but it don't tell me too much of the things that go on and news that never finds out about. I had to kind of rely on y'all and Elizabeth and people like that to tell me about that. The news yesterday that in East Texas it was raining a lot, so I guess that y'all share the rain. Probably need a little sunlight now for the gardens and everything. A little radio to the field with me and listen to the Grand Ole Opry the other night. That kind of helped my morale. Whenever you get a chance to listen, every evening at 2 o'clock in the evening, country music comes on. But while I was out in the field, I didn't have a chance. About 2 o'clock, we were usually working pretty good by then. But I did get a chance to listen to Grand Ole Opry at 8 o'clock Saturday night. I guess Daddy's keeping my shotgun oiled up real good because I don't want it to be rusty when I get back. Heck, this old M16 I got, it gets rusty overnight and rains and everything. I have to pour oil all over it all every day. Shells get in it and rust, and you can't get one to come out. I don't need it very much now. I'm always in the rear with a CO. I don't need to shoot too much. I don't even care about 7 magazines, where before I carried about 21 out with me and some extra ammo besides the magazines. Radio gets pretty heavy carrying it. It weighs about 25 or 30 pounds. Gets pretty heavy carrying it, but shoot, I'll carry that thing all day to be back here in the rear and let somebody else clear the minefields and run the VC off into the woods. I'm allowed a 7-day leave and another R&R. The R&R goes in the country. But on this 7-day leave, you have to pay your own.